Seattle Sloop moving away, now opens 2.5. Coming to the wire, Seattle Sloop opens it to 4 lengths. At the finish, it's going to be Seattle Sloop, and he's going along easily.
The last of the living Triple Crown winners in horse racing died peacefully today in his stall in Lexington, Kentucky. Seattle Sloop, who won 14 of 17 lifetime starts, earned millions, and sired 101 stakes winners, was 28 years old. Today is the 25th anniversary of the Big Black Stallion's win at the Kentucky Derby. The horse had undergone two delicate spine operations and had been in failing health. He will be buried at Hill and Dale Farm in Lexington. Andrew Beyer is the horse racing columnist for the Washington Post, and he joins us. Kind of sad that Seattle Sloop has passed away, but thinking back at his beginnings, he was a bargain basement buy, right?
He was. He cost $17,500, but was not really a rags-to-riches horse in the sense that, he came from the noblest lineage in American racing, from the descendant of the great stallions Naz Rula and Bold Ruler, so there was nothing fluky about him.
What made him, you think, such a complete thoroughbred? He was a standard bearer.
Well, there were, of course, many great racehorses in that era. But Seattle Sloop, of all the great horses of the 70s, was the one who combined classic winning ability with sheer raw speed. We can kind of admire the tractability of a horse like Affirmed and the great closing kick of Secretariat, but there's nothing more exciting than to see a horse who just throws down the gantlet from the minute the gate opens and it goes out and runs as fast as far as he can. And that was Slew's style. There was no subtlety. It was all raw speed.
A fighter with heart.
Yes.
Has been used to describe him. So what did he contribute to the sport?
Well, all the obituaries will hail him for winning the Triple Crown in 1977, but I don't think that was his real claim to greatness. At the time, I was actually a Seattle Sloop detractor because his wins in those races were not particularly fast, but as a four-year-old, he ran as well as any horse has ever run. And ironically, I think the race that established Sloop forever as one of the all-time greats was one of the very few races he lost. In the next-to-last race of his career, the mile-and-a-half Jockey Club Gold Cup, he and Affirmed went out in a head-and-head duel, running at a sprinter's speed, a half mile in slightly over 45 seconds. Nobody could sustain that pace going a mile and a half. Sloop ran Affirmed into the ground, and then a powerful stretch runner named Exceller, made a big move, came up head and head with him, and Sloop, unlike any other horse who would have probably collapsed at that moment, Sloop just dug in, fought the length of the stretch and wound up losing by a nose. But I think never has a horse been so ennobled in defeat. And he got to show kind of his heart and gameness in that race much more than in the majority of races where he just dominated everybody else.
Andy, thanks a lot.
It's been a pleasure.
Andrew Beyer, remembering Seattle Sloop, the racehorse winner of the Triple Crown, died in his sleep today in Lexington, Kentucky.